Blog Talk Radio.
Hey guys, this is Those Guys with your host Matt Marrero along with
Tristan Walter.
Hey Tristan. So we haven't done Matt. Doctor Who together, and also I thought
in
you
a
died.
While. What?
Well, no, we haven't. I thought you died. You haven't been on shows in weeks.
Oh.
We were worried about you. We thought you died in the future.
Well, I mean, I might have jumped onto the TARDIS, but.
Fair enough. Fair enough. If Capsule Corpse, you know, time machine, gets destroyed, the TARDIS will always swing on through. It's a very sassy Scotsman. We've gone Scottish this year. We've done the first episode before, by the way. Of course, many of you know going through our archives, but it's been a while, you know, since we've done the first episode. So I'm not personally caught up. So if I say anything that sounds silly to any of you that are currently watching, sorry. But hey, guess what? Maybe if you're watching in the archives, this doesn't seem weird to you. Hello, archive people. But here we are, you know, talking about Doctor Who.
So if Matt says anything stupid.
Right, yeah, pretty much. Like, who is Missy? Who is Missy? It's River Song, you know, as if.
Oh, God.
We're just. It's just like, I have not, that's the thing, like, I've watched episodes 2 and 3. I believe you're a bit farther than I am right now. But yeah, I've watched episodes 2 and 3. That's
I'm
the
current.
One that we are focusing on. Yes, you're current, so that means I'll be doing more shows with you. No, because you and I haven't done the show. Last time you just called in to say hello.
Yes.
You know, last time I did a show with Katie Angesser, hopefully we can get her on sooner rather than later. But either way, right now she's just busy with that whole life thing, you know, it's like, you know, whatever.
The thing that we don't have.
Yeah, right? And she's like, oh, yeah, you have a job. But I have a job, too. You know, most of the week. But anyway, so here we are, right, talking about Doctor Who. What did you think about episode 2, Into the Dalek? Overall.
I thought that was an interesting concept, that they were actually going inside one of these things. I mean,
right.
the thought in the back of my head was, well, you know, it's got, you know, the Dalek inside, and it's all metallic, and it's got, you know, organics inside it, but just the thought of it, it was like, wait, we're going inside a Dalek. It's just going to be a pure ball of hatred inside, right? It's going to be like a gas giant of just, like, you know, swears and curses and death threats and everything, right? It's this mysterious force that we're not supposed to understand, right?
So to any Dragon Ball Z fans out there, apparently a Dalek can completely destroy Janemba, which is pure things of hatred and just anger. Just you know, you're gonna try and come over here, fatty?
Oh,
right? Just, you know, immediately destroying it. But yeah, so yes, that is an interesting concept. I also felt the same way. Before we even get into this, by the way, because, you know, we're going to go hard. If any of you want to call in and talk about episode 2 or 3 when we're on episode 2 or 3, please
if
call
you'd like
in
to phone in on
the
TARDIS.
Yeah, exactly. If you'd like to phone in on the TARDIS, please call in. The number is 718-664-9468. Or if you want to call in just to listen in, you can do that as well. If you just call in 718-664-9468 and you don't press 1 when asked, you can be left on the line just to listen in case for some reason you can't use your internet, your computer, et cetera, and you just need to listen in through the phone because you just can't get enough of us. But anyway,
I don't think the doctor appreciates us giving out his number, Matt.
It's not his number. I mean, we're using it through his phone. So
if we don't
remember to kind of take that off, he's going to get a lot of weird calls. But anyway, so I want to talk about Doctor Who. I want to talk about Spider-Man. I want to talk about, you know, Dragon Ball Z, all the other shows that they do.
Where's my Pokemon that I won in the contest? What the hell?
We'll get to that later. Don't you worry. but anyway, So inside the Dalek, right? Or into the Dalek, whichever one. It's the same thing. You're going into it. What matters more than just that. What matters is that it's such a cool, as you mentioned, such a cool concept. But even better than that, it's such a nice throwback, I feel, to, you know, sci-fi movies that would do stuff like this. You know, the idea of the shrink down, you know, the shrink down ray and things like that. Just an older kind of sci-fi, but trying to bring it back, like bringing it back and making it different because, and, you know, and also bringing the idea of a Dalek back. It's just, well, how are we changing this up? It's like, well, we've seen the inside of the Dalek, but have we been inside of a Dalek? And have we used this sci-fi, you know, convention before? Because I'm sure I feel like they have used the idea of a shrink ray before. Because, I mean, technically they did, you know, a few series back when it was going inside of the robot, you know. But it wasn't really, you know, a situation where you went inside living matter. You just went inside this robot.
Yeah.
So that was, you know, made to be a quote-unquote living person. But
all
still,
aboard the Magic TARDIS.
Basically.
Bus. School. The
are
magic
you okay?
school bus.
Are you having a good day? It's a little bit off. Are you okay? You want to talk about your problems on air? How's everything going?
It's a side effect of, you know, jumping onto a moving object through time and space.
I feel like it's a side effect of radiation from being inside a Dalek, because apparently the doctor is perfectly fine. Just, oh, there's a lot of radiation in here. Should we leave? No.
Nah, I'm sure you'll be fine.
Yeah.
Oh, wait.
Yeah.
Wait, humans don't like radiation. Never mind. I'll be fine. You won't.
Yeah.
So are you going
like
to do anything
should...
about that? No.
No, it's great because it's not even as if saying, like, oh, you should all leave. Because it's, hey, you know, technically the doctor is the only one there that is officially a human. I'm sorry, not the doctor. I'm sorry, Clara is the only one. Doctor is, you know, he's not human. You know, but, and I'm sure he can handle the radiation. But the other one, the other people there are just, you know, humanoid. But I would assume. But the issue is just that it's just Clara.
I'm surprised they didn't
Clara.
Make that reference.
Yeah, it was just very interesting. But anyway.
No, I mean,
so,
to like the 10th Doctor. It's like, you know, this place is full of radiation. Nah, I've absorbed a hell of a lot more than this. I'll be fine.
Yeah, pretty much. They're really trying to. It's very interesting how they're really making this its own thing, like really trying to separate it from references to the past, which I enjoy, actually.
Yes.
I really enjoy. Because, you know, sometimes, I got a little bit, references are just fine, but I think they should be very subtle or they should come later on in the series. Where when you're first dealing with a doctor, you really, new doctor, you really shouldn't be cramming it in.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's why I wasn't a big fan of the first episode, and I think that these two may have been better than the first episode of this series, because there was just a lot of, oh, let's just show people from the old, you know, from the old Doctor, older than the previous one. And you sit there and you go, I don't know. You know, I mean, I know 9th did it with 10th as well, but it was a thing where it was a bit more transitional. Where it was just, all right, the series is ending, but the companions didn't go away. But with transitioning into the first episode of this series, it seemed as if it was going to be a rebirth, right? New things. And then we go to the same people again. So in these two episodes, I was a really big fan of just them kind of doing their own thing and possibly setting up for the future.
Right.
Yeah. Because, I mean, we have a Dalek out there that believes it, you know, it wants to destroy other Daleks. Now, I'm sure it's been killed already, but we don't know.
Yeah.
You know, because other Daleks don't expect a Dalek that wants to kill them coming at them. So for all we know, that thing could be running roughshod everywhere because it's just, hello, Dalek. Die, Dalek. What, Dalek? Die, Dalek. You know, and just, and just everywhere. That's my renditioning of Doctor Who, by the way. That's just what I see all the time. Just, hello, Dalek. Hello, Clara. Hello, Doctor. They just all speak like Daleks, and they just go, psh, psh. There's that. That's the sound effect. I've actually recorded them myself. So...
Dalek,
you know,
what is wrong with you? Nothing. Then why are you killing everyone aboard the mothership? There's nothing wrong with that. It's what I'm programmed to do. The fuck?
Yeah, right? Just... immediately just
completely drop character.
But there's a lot of Dalek killing going on right now. It's just, but anyway, getting back to the beginning of the episode,
We'd right. like to clarify, though, we here at Those Guys do not hold anything against Daleks.
No, no. If you are a Dalek and you want to call in, please, we will accept that. We do not hold anything against Dalek Americans. But anyway, shut up. We don't laugh. But anyway, so yeah. So we mentioned the great concept of just, you know, the throwback to, you know, the types of films where it was just shrink everything and then put them inside body, right? You know, a really cool sci-fi thing, because I really think Doctor Who kind of needed the sci-fi coming back. Now, it's yeah. funny because it's just, you know, you're thinking, he's always going through time and space, jackass. Yes, but the TARDIS, right? But the TARDIS has already been accepted. It's just the TARDIS. So you, yeah. And also, usually, in my opinion, they just use this, I don't say the same exact things, but, you know, you use some of the villains, and they're already established as, you know, these villains. So it's not like you look at a Cyberman, you go, whoa, that's so sci-fi, because it is, but it's already been used so much, and even spaceships, where it's like, he's on a spaceship, when isn't he?
Yeah.
You know, things
when
like that.
When is he not in a spaceship?
That's what I'm saying, like, his ship, you know, TARDIS is a spaceship. So when you see the idea of just, oh, you know, now he's fighting against the Daleks, which, again, isn't new, but fighting against the Daleks with humans, which is not new, but it hasn't been done in a while, humanoid, which hasn't been done in a while, and
yeah.
then shrink him down to put him into the body to see why the Dalek is saying, you know, I want to destroy Daleks.
Yeah.
And it was so interesting, the idea that, you know, not only is it malfunctioning, right, but it could be corrected, and then it could be, in a way, talked out of the correction. Because
right.
its feelings weren't wrong. It was just on a different path than it was originally.
Right.
Very
oh,
interesting
and I love,
stuff.
I just love the fact of how the Doctor would address him. All right, Rusty, let's see what's wrong with you.
Can I call you Rusty? Like, he was just,
yeah.
can I? It was really fun, yeah.
That was so beautiful.
It was. Another fun thing, too, something that wasn't really picked up in episode 3 so much, but I really want to see a lot more of it, is Clara with Mr. Pink.
Yeah.
I don't know. I really enjoy the guy, and I really enjoy their interactions. It's very cute, and it's something we also haven't seen in a while, because with Amy, not only was she already married, but it's just we only saw most of their social life, in my opinion, after the Doctor was kind of, they were weaning off of each other.
Right.
That's what I think we really saw, like, hey, look, you two are people, where for a while it just felt like, I am only attached to, and technically you could argue, yes, Clara is in a weaning off phase from the Doctor as well, but still,
right.
you know, because... Still, it's good to see either way. A lot more of her there and being a teacher. And, you
yeah.
know, it's the idea of new sets, you know, new settings, new ways to tell your story without having it just being, the Doctor, he's so awesome. You know, he is awesome. I am awesome. You know, a lot of different ways to show, like, hey, listen, you know, there's going to be a man in her life now. And frankly, you know, he regrets what he did. And also being a soldier, it's a very real thing. And I think that's also a great thing, too, picking up real things where the man used to be a soldier. That's why he, you know, in his – I don't know why he does gym and another class. Maybe he just teaches PE as overall or something. But so, you know, he was teaching – you know, clearly he's a gym coach as well. And it's just like,
well,
what are you, children? You know?
Well, that's the whole joke, kind of, though. He doesn't teach PE. He's a math teacher, and everyone's constantly correcting the Doctor whenever he says it. Like, there's one point he's talking to a bunch of students, and he's like, why don't you go ask Mr. P.E.? And she says, you mean the math teacher?
Excuse me.
What?
We're not there yet.
I know, but I'm just saying
you're
you'll be
spoiling.
Pleasant.
I don't think
well,
you understand, okay?
Okay?
This is
just...
unraveling my entire love of this show. I don't think I can watch episode 4 now, because now I know that he currently is a math teacher. I mean, for Christ's sake, I don't know if I could love again.
Well, then I guess you won't mind if I spoil every other episode you haven't seen.
It begins with the Doctor dying a violent death. Wait, what episode? Every single episode. It's Reverse Clara. This series is Reverse Clara. The Doctor dies every single episode.
Oh, God.
And the line is quickly followed with, "You killed the doctor, you bastard!"
Bastard, god damn it. No, but, I will say, for you, you will be pleasantly surprised with their interactions.
And all of you will be as well, especially when we get to those episodes. But, I seriously love Clara and Mr. Pinkville, because I love the idea of he's going over it in his head, which, again, is another very real thing for me, and I'm sure you as well. You're like, it could have been like this, but then this happened, right? And then just saying it, and she's like, so is the desk wooden, or is that, is the desk making that hollow, that wooden banging sound, or is that you? And it's just, how long have you been there? Longer than you'd like. It's just the idea of just so you heard the entire yes, even when yes, but what about yes? just so tell me yes.
You want to just quit while you're ahead and accept that I heard everything?
Yes. By the way, only thinking of episode two. By the way, and of course the three when we get to it. How do you feel about the doctor being cold? Because I feel like he's, we're warming up to him, but he himself, he just seems a bit more, a bit of, again, another throwback thing in a way, to the original doctor, or the original doctors, who seemed a bit more cold and calculated, where the idea of, he was already dead, I was just trying to save us. Now, I'm not saying the doctor doesn't ever think that, but I feel like some of the recent doctors would have at least worded that differently.
Yeah, no, he's definitely a lot more cold and calculating, and he's got that kind of social awkwardness to him now, where, he'll just say something as a matter of fact, and, Clara will look at him like, are you fucking kidding me? And he's like, what? And she'll just, shake her head, and he's like,
fair enough.
Now what did I do?
Putting it that way, it feels like the 11th Doctor had a bit of that, too. The 12th Doctor, though, feels like it's an era of I don't give a crap, I'm old.
Yeah, I guess you could put it that way. It's more of like the 11th Doctor would say something, and then they would look at him, and then he'd be like, oh, that's bad. Right. Okay, I'll try not to say that again. The 12th Doctor will look at her and go like, what?
Did you not hear me? Should I say
it louder? Yeah, exactly. It's like, do I need to say it again?
Yeah, forgive me for your hard of hearing. Like, just damn it, Doctor. But how do you feel about that? Do you enjoy it? Do you not like it? Is it just a new experience for you?
Personally, I kind of enjoy it because it is a different take. Now it's something different than we've seen in the last. I mean, you could probably argue the last three Doctors, because then you could argue that the 9th was a little bit colder, but he warmed up very quickly with, traveling with Rose.
Right, right. I
feel like
that.
The 12th is more of, like you said, a mirror of the older Doctors.
And have you been able to take a chance to look at any of the older Doctors?
I've seen little bits and pieces of the older Doctors,
They're fun. If you ever get the chance to just throw your life away because of how much content there is in the older series, just go, I don't need to go to college. Right, you can really just sit there and just marathon these and really enjoy not only the Doctors, but you could also enjoy the fact of, spoiler, the preview for episode 3 that we're doing today is a period piece. And they did a lot of those back in the day before they really set themselves on being sci-fi oriented. Did a lot of period pieces where they would be like in, the Renaissance, and they would be, in a bunch of other places, like, in France and then here and then there. And, not all the time, but it would happen a bit more frequently that they would be in the past. Yeah. And then all of a sudden, it was just, wait a minute, the kids like the sci-fi. So they stuck with a more sci-fi setting for not the rest of the series, but, a decent amount, obviously. It's always nice to have. Yes. But anyway. Getting back to episode 2. So I'm happy you like the Doctor being cold. I was in the middle, but it's weird because he's usually never wrong in the sense that he's cold.
Exactly.
But I sit there, that's the problem. Because if he was wrong...
Like, you can't tell him he didn't do what he needed to do, because he'll look at you and say, okay, how else would you have seen that going? And you just look at him and go, ha! And he's just like, that's what I thought.
Yeah, It's so
funny
true.
Because he does address that in later episodes. I don't want to say anything
yes.
more than that, but he does address that
well,
kind of
I
thing
mean,
later on.
Currently he does seem to be in a situation, at least in 2 and 3, where he's wondering if he is a good man.
Oh, yeah.
So,
yeah.
you know, but so something cool that I noticed, and I, you know, because of course the doctor kind of pointed out a bit. He says, oh, yeah, she's my carer. And then, and of course, you laugh at first because you're like, in your head, you think caretaker. It's like, she's my carer. Yeah, she cares because I don't have to. She cares when, you know, because I don't have to. But it also makes you think that's a good role for Clara. Because while many of the companions have had that role, in a way, you know, one or another, it's still good to bring up because you some people sit there. Maybe not all, but some people, Matt Marrero, some people sit there and go, why are you still here, Clara? You know, because we mentioned this in the episode one, review, where she served her usefulness, and that's not her fault as a character or anything, you know, because they gave her the plot, the purpose. You are the Omega. You are the one and only. You are the Doctor's savior. I've saved him. Oh, well, I mean,
I feel like the reason why some people, not going to point any fingers, might believe that, you know, Clara's basically used up her usefulness and that her time is kind of done and she should, you know, just get the fuck off the TARDIS already.
I never heard that. People.
Wink, wink, nudge, nudge, say no more.
I'm just...
But I feel like it was an awkward transition from her time with the 11th to the 12th, because, like you said, they kind of did give her this ultimatum of her character, and it feels like that's been resolved.
Yes, that is true. It does feel like...
I can understand why you would think that. You know, it's a legitimate point, but I feel like there are other ways they can work that in there. Like, yes, she saved the Doctor that time and throughout all of his timeline. But wouldn't that also mean his future too?
Yes, you see, that's where things get complicated and
exactly.
it's very upsetting because Stephen Moffat is a very funny man and he has said a lot of funny things. But then it feels like the way he tries to write off, you know, criticisms like this, he goes, well, my kid gets it. So if my kid got it, how can't you? And it's like, but your kid, I'm assuming, didn't question these things. He just accepted them as fact. That's very scary for someone to say, but, and mind you, again, very funny. I loved his Twitter where he would say things. I don't know if you know this. People would say things like, don't kill Rory again, or, you know, don't kill Rory again, or I'll come to your house with pitchforks. And he said, you have to pull it out of Rory first. he's great.
Oh, God.
He is hilarious. He's funny, you know, and that's what I'm saying. Like, he's funny, but in some of the criticisms, it's a little upsetting because, you know, you say to him, hey, you know, I mean, you make a story like this and she's still around, and she also seems very wary of his future. You know, and we talked about this in the first episode, so we have to say that. But it's just the idea of, you know, again, he'll just come up with, oh, well, I mean, my kid got it, so... you should too. It's like, well, it's not an idea of getting it. It's an idea of, like, what is there to get? Not about this exact situation. It's been about others, but I feel like it's still the same kind of train of thought where it's just, my kid got it. Why can't
I'm
do
getting
it?
Like, a sense. I'm getting a sense of foreshadowing of, like, what I've seen of the episodes right now and what's going to be coming up next.
Right.
Oh, I can just imagine your reaction.
Oh,
I'm not. I'm not going
to. We'll get to that.
I'm not going to say anything because, oh, God.
But anyway, I'll just say this much. It's good for Clara to be able to do something. You know what I mean? Because, again, for a bit there, for at least one episode, and even the specials, she was fun, but it felt like, what is your purpose? I mean, you could argue, well, you know, all of your friends don't have a purpose. I mean, they kind of do. Yeah, you can say they make me happy, whatever. But, like, I mean, you know, they also haven't done crazy things. Like, it wasn't like, okay, like, I didn't meet you, let's say, where it was like, and then Tristan saved my life. You know what I mean? Where it was just like, well, no, I mean, you know, we just met in high school. Like,
not that
you
know
of. The thing. Like, thank you, if that is true. But you're a lying bastard, but thank you.
Okay, I'll remember that next time.
Next time, there's just the need to save me. It's just, where's Tristan?
There's an oncoming car. I wonder if I should tell Matt.
That's awkward. I'm in my home.
He's a lying-cheating bastard.
That's that's awkward. I'm at home right now. So
never mind.
I think you threw it. But anyway, so, yeah. I think something interesting, by the way, in episode 2, we see Missy, which makes me think, who is Missy? You know, I think it's just crazy, the idea of people are actually dying, and then they go to this place. Where in the first episode, it was just, oh, were you transported? But clearly the woman was not transported in episode 2. She died. So it's very interesting to bring Missy back. And, you know, also what's interesting, too, is that Missy did not appear in episode 3 with Robin Hood.
Right.
Now, I know no one really died, but still, it makes me think something that we'll get to once we talk about Robin Hood. But, you know, something very interesting. But anyway, so how did you feel about the end of this episode with the Dalek talking to the Doctor? Or, you know, the Doctor putting his memories, you know, trying to bring his joy into the Dalek. How did that make you feel when we saw what happened?
I mean, I thought that was a really powerful piece, actually. I was on the edge of my seat thinking, like, oh my God, he did it. He's actually made a Dalek, you know, see what he sees.
Right.
And then, and it was basically, you're at the point of, you know, you're on top of the roller coaster and you're just about, it's like, you're sitting there and it's like, huh, that's a pretty nice view up here. I wonder if I could catch, oh dear God. And then it just,
yeah, it was just
fell
terrible.
Apart right in front of his face. And he's just like, you know, it's like, I see beauty. I see the universe. And he's like, yeah, yeah, yeah. It's like, I see hatred. No, no, no,
oh,
no,
my
no,
God.
God damn it.
I, you know what that reminds me of? The internet. That is a perfect... That is a perfect description of the internet. Just I see beauty. I see
potential. I see failure.
I see hatred.
I see
butthurt. I see hatred. Like, that's just how I view the internet. I think that's very... I don't know why that just appeared right now. Not even in my notes. Just
You'd think that, but that Dalek from the ninth... From the Ninth Doctor's, when he downloaded the internet, you think he would have exploded?
I arguably yes. There's actually some very funny pictures of what happened after the Dalek downloaded the internet that I'm sure you can look up. That are just really
oh,
great. The captions are wonderful. But anyway, talking about this episode, at the end of it, I was just like, it was such a moving piece because for me, I will never get tired of the Doctor seeing a Dalek, right? And then having the exchange, especially when it's the first time the Doctor regenerates again. And if you can say, oh, well, it's just to show any new fans what he feels about the Daleks, but still, I can never get over it because of what they do each and every time, where this time around, you know, because it's not like it's just like the Ninth Doctor thing where it's like, oh, he saw a revelation in the, you know, oh, the Dalek saw. No, it's just the idea of, look, you know, I've seen what these Daleks can do, what one can do, but the majority do this. And it's, you know, it's a strange thing when it, you know, turns into like a race argument, if you will. But in this one case with the Daleks, literally the majority of them commit genocide on a, not even daily, hourly basis. Right. You know, but it was just such an interesting piece, especially when you bring up the idea, when the Dalek brought up the idea of just, I realized that, it, you know, it is futile. Where usually people say resistance is futile in the face of an empire. And he said resistance is futile in the face of life, in the face of the grand scheme of things. Just, you know, the cogs just keep on moving. The machine just keeps on going. No matter what we do, a star is born. How nuts is that as an ideal, as ideas? You know, and then, of course, later on, we see... You know, and this is what really got me, where, again, you know, even if the Doctor learns, okay, this Dalek, you know, is, if not good, but I tried to make him good. He was almost there, and they saw my hatred. And that is what made him become a Dalek killing machine. But even then, that's not what the Doctor wants.
Right.
And just, you know, the line, the one line that really gets to me where I'm setting up, just the one line of beauty to me is just, you know, is him saying, I wanted to make you a good Dalek, and the Dalek saying, you are a good Dalek.
Dalek. Yeah.
It was mentioned, but previously, of course, you know, but it's just, I believe it was the first episode of Winston Churchill and the 11th Doctor. It was, but still, it was just, it's still a glorious line, no matter how many times it's thrown
yeah.
at me, that the Doctor is a good Dalek.
Yeah.
How do you feel, right? The same kind of...
Yeah, definitely the same kind of... I don't really even know how to put that into words, but... Just the look on his face.
Yeah.
When the Dalek, you know, said that to him, it was just...
Just this look of just being ashamed of everything.
Yeah.
Of his entire lives, just of everything he's ever done, just feeling this intense, just sadness. Oh,
yeah.
Man, it was just... Whew.
And
but,
with those eyebrows.
Anyway, yes, I know, right? Bushy, you know, bushy eyebrows. Yeah,
yes,
so
I
now we jump to
episode... ruin the moment.
No, it's fine. You always do. Episode 3, the thing I wanted to mention before, now that we're here, I was wondering if this episode was switched. Now, what do I mean by switched? I don't know if you know this, but the series before, wow. There was a situation where one of the episodes was moved from... the later part of the series break into an earlier part. So what that ended up doing was that ended up changing I think they were trying to make flesh references. Yes, they were trying to make it reference to Amy being pregnant or not, or like, you know, flesh stuff or whatever. And
right.
They ended up, because they moved the episode, they did have something tacked on to like the end of the episode. Oh, I remember. I'm sorry. They had the flesh thing tacked on to the end of the episode, but it was, you know, but it wasn't like you saw the Doctor going into his TARDIS. That could have just been added on at any time post-production. But the episode itself did not have any situations with the woman, I forgot what she was called, but she was the one helping Amy give birth.
Yeah.
Madame Kavarian, I believe. Yes.
Yeah.
Kavarian was not
God.
Looking at Amy in that episode at all. So she didn't do any kind of references to her at all in that episode. Now, usually
right.
those are added in post-production anyway, or they could just be easily taken out or put in. But still, she would not mention that episode. And it was made before that mid-season finale where Amy was shown to be pregnant.
Yeah.
Right? So what that means is, you know, at the time we were like, oh, why is that missing? And then now, you know, a bit later we learned, oh, the episode was moved. So there were,
right.
you know, so it wasn't filmed in. So I'm wondering if this was situation episode 3, because Missy was not involved at all. Which is a strange thing to do when you have,
mm-hmm.
you know, when you're trying
when
to
you just introduce
this...
it, yeah.
Yeah. Well, no, I mean, they always do that. Like, you always see, like, the only other time when something wasn't moved that it was missing, actually, strangely enough. Do you remember, I think it was Girl in the Fireplace?
Yes.
Yes. In that episode, we had no references to Torchwood, and we also had both, let's say Amy and Rory, both Mickey and Rose fighting. Why? Because Moffat was not told any different. Moffat wrote that episode, and he was not told to put in a Torchwood thing, nor was he told that they reconciled. So one episode
right.
after they seem pretty happy, they're arguing again.
Yeah.
So yes, I'm wondering if this episode was moved, and we might learn it at a later date, quite possibly.
Yeah.
Yes. But anywho, so how did you feel about the concept of what?
Oh, no, you're right. Keep going. Sorry.
No, I was going to say, how do you feel about the concept of episode 3? But if you had a question, I mean...
Yeah,
shoot.
No, I confused myself.
Fair enough.
I thought episode 3 was actually pretty good, too. I love the fact, you know, at the beginning, and Claire is just like saying, oh, no, you know, we can't do that. And he's like... What? I said you could pick, you know, wherever, whoever, whatever you wanted to do. And she's like, you're just going to laugh at me. And it's like,
yeah.
It's like, no, I wouldn't do that. She goes, fine. I want to meet Robin Hood.
Well, I wouldn't laugh at you, but you're wrong.
It's like, oh, you're serious.
It was terrible.
You're shitting
yeah.
me, right?
that and the idea that Robin Hood existed. Still surprised that he's not.
Oh yeah, like as soon as the Doctor like stepped out of the TARDIS and the arrow hit the side of it, I was just like yes. And he just
oh yeah, I was
like,
so excited.
He just looks at it like, who the fuck has the balls? And just looks around.
Robin Hood?
Yeah, exactly.
I feel like we should go around doing that. And we should record it and see how many people punch us in the face. just go to bars, just be like, you're sure, you know, to see like a man with like very ripped muscles, be like, your muscles are very ripped. Ha 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 ha. Just for no reason. Just to keep up. But oh man, the episode
I've seen better.
Punched in the face. Just oh my god.
Fatality.
Fatality. Not Robin Hood wins. But Robin Hood is such an asshole.
But he's an asshole in the best way.
Such an at first he wasn't though. He went for the killing blow on the doctor.
Yeah, but he wasn't,
but he wasn't going to kill him with the killing blow with the sword.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was.
Shut up.
We don't know. No, but I mean, other than, it's weird. I think it's just a thing of the times. You know, that's how I feel. Like, I feel like it's just a situation of, this is where we were. Where it's just, you know, Gravity Falls had a joke like that recently, where they were in a museum, and they just saw, it was like, you know, it was like marriage in olden, no, romance in olden times, or marriage in olden times. And it was just a pilgrim man picking up a woman, you know, on his shoulder, basically just like, and she was like, get me off, check at me, a jerk, basically. And it was romance in olden times. You know, it's a thing of the era. So you look at Robin Hood, and it's just like, you know, and him basically going for the killing blow, and it's like, well, you know, I mean, that's what they did.
Well, I mean, I just love the fact that he fought him with a spoon.
That was glorious. That is complete doctor, because you know, I thought he was going to go barehanded. I didn't know what he was going to do, but no, he puts on his gloves, and he busts out his spoon. Yeah, no, because, you know, I mean, I remember the third doctor knew Kung Fu. I think he used swords. But then again, that was also a different time in general,
right,
in life, you know, in our life. But in our universe.
But I just love the fact, like, they kept something, like, in a way, silly like that.
Yes.
Because,
well, yes,
you know, you look at the 12th doctor, and he's like, you know, I don't like hugs. I'm very serious. Get out of my TARDIS. And then he pulls out a fucking spoon to fight Robin Hood.
Because to him, that is a legitimate weapon. Because to him, he doesn't like guns. He doesn't like soldiers.
Yes.
No. I still enjoy his hatred of soldiers, by the way. It's very funny. Where it's like, you don't have to be like, do you have guns? So it's like, damn it.
Yeah.
But yeah. And I just love the witty banter between Robin Hood and the Doctor. I want Robin Hood to be on the TARDIS with the Doctor.
That
because
was perfect.
Just the both of them just going at it. I mean, the only time it became troublesome was when it's just, we kicked the keys down there. You know, where it's like, guys, you know you learned your lesson by now. Come on. Yeah, you know, that was too much.
Oh, that was beautiful. I honestly love that scene. Just the look, when they just look at each other, and the doctor's like, well, there is one bright side to this. And Robin Hood looks at him like, how the fuck could there be a bright side to this? And he's just like, at least Clara wasn't here to see that.
Yes, that was brilliant. That was so accurate. But up until that moment, I mean, I don't know, that moment just felt like too much for me. But everything else was glorious, because it's so, because, you know, you get a doctor like this, because even the, let's say the 11th doctor, he would disagree with him slightly, but also kind of be like, oh, you know what, it is fun to laugh with you, even though he wouldn't want to at first and probably think he'd be very annoying. But he, I don't know, it'd be in a weird way where he'd think he was annoying, but he'd maybe he'd make fun of him a bit, you know, but, like, it wouldn't be anything. But this doctor is just complete and utter, like, you know, like, hey, you know, ha, 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 stop with the laughing. Why the laugh, you know, what do you have to laugh about, you know? All
right,
stuff
stop it.
Stop it, old man, you know? Old man doctor, you know? But, yeah, it's just – and also, as I mentioned earlier, it's nice to have another period piece. You know, I feel like it's a concept we've been missing for a while. I mean, I don't think it's been that long. I mean, technically, it happened in the 50th special, you know, 50th anniversary. But I don't think – I think it's really been a long time since we've seen an episode dedicated to olden times.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, and also having someone like Robin Hood there. Who is also, as you mentioned, I think before the episode itself, a very good ally to have on your side. Because if the Doctor ever needs to have another space war, you know, I mean, they happen every series, to have another space war, you know, he has Robin Hood on his side, who, you know what, I have to say this much, that's a bit upsetting. Robin Hood is so good that I really do wish that he was a robot, now that I think about it, because he was too good. You know what I mean? Well, like, Robin Hood was way too good at being, like, you know, and I know it's like, later on his stories become legends, but still, like, it was
still
I
mean,
like,
I was going to say, you don't become a legend for nothing, bro.
You can, though. Actually, in theory, you can, because your stories can be exaggerated. Now, I'm not saying to the point where I want Robin to be, like, you know, fat or anything, like short and fat. Let me rephrase this. When I say short and fat, right, I mean, like, remember, this is coming from a short and fat guy. When I say short and fat, I mean, like, in the sense that, you know, very unathletic is what I meant.
Off the adipose, dude.
You know, that's actually what I'm thinking of, a very adipose type situation. What? You know, the adipose ran very fast. I just thought about that. Wait a minute, the adipose ran very fast. No, but again, coming from a short guy who's kind of heavy, I mean, like, you know, and also very unathletic. I'm referring to, I'm not saying we needed a very short, unathletic, non-dreamy.
His
Robin
skills
Hood.
Were not, you know, portrayed, to be what they were.
No, I'm saying, like, again, his skills were, like, insane, in my opinion. To where it's just, you know, you sit there and you're just like, dude, like, you know, it would have made more sense if you were a robot, actually. And I know it's Doctor Who, but at the same time, and believe me, he helped a lot, which was good. But it was just, you know, it was strange in that sense, where I would have been happy with another situation of, actually, I am a robot, but I mean, let's be honest, I'm good. And it's like, fair enough, Robin Hood. You are good. You know? Because, and I mean, hey, you know, I will admit, even though because he wasn't a robot, it made that very lovely speech at the end with him and the Doctor, where it's just, I'm as real as you. And I was like, damn, that's good.
Yeah, that was the other thing that I really loved about the episode, like the comparison they make. And I think even the Doctor said to, like, Clara, it's like, or maybe it was Robin Hood talking to Clara, like, why do you look up to him so much? And it's like, or, you know, why do you want to believe that he's, you know, the hero that, you know, you've always heard him to be? It's like, you've never even met the guy and you think he's, you know, the greatest thing since sliced bread. And she just looks at him like, really?
Well, no, it was.
You want me to
like
answer
that
question?
No, here's the thing. It wasn't that. It was the idea. Though, fair enough. That is a good one. But I think it was more the idea that it's just, you know, why, you know, what made you start believing in impossible things?
Yeah.
And then she's just like, are you serious, bro? Are
doctor?
You, are you serious?
Yeah, I don't think she even, like, answers him. I think she just, like, walks away.
Yeah, she's just like, she kind of gives him a look, and she's like, but anyway. By the way, something that really made me so excited, and I know you didn't pick this up, because I assume you didn't, but I know you heard it, at least. You heard it, but it didn't click for you. Do you remember when the Doctor mentioned that they could be a theme park from the future?
Yeah.
That's a real thing. That happened in the comic books. There are theme parks in the future that have robot versions of, like, different lands and different areas.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Yes. The Doctor was traveling with a robot dinosaur that talked for about a couple of issues with Amy and Rory. It was amazing. It was beautiful. I know, right? And it was great, too, because it was just him and the dinosaur, at least, just there. Well, when he first met the dinosaur, it was wonderful, because they were just like, wait a minute. And all of a sudden, like, he kind of, like, shines. I think he shines, like, the sonic screwdriver in his eye or something happens where, you know, the dinosaur's just like, what the, rah. And all of a sudden, they're like, all right, stop this, you know, stop the thing. Stop the theme park or whatever. And all of a sudden, you know, a guy comes out from, like, you know, the, you know, idea of, like, the behind the curtain. And he's just like, oh, hey, you know, like, that's, you know, so this is, yeah, you know, doctor, you know, you came back, but sadly you came right in the middle of the park. And he's like, I did, didn't I? Right? And they're talking, and it's just, you know, and the doctor's just, I think it was the doctor or Rory was, like, kind of poking the dinosaur, examining him. And he's like, dude, he's invading my personal space. Because he considers himself an actor. He's like an actor. So he's just like, yes, I'm an actor. I'm a dinosaur. it's just a beautiful thing. Because he's a robot, but he's not like a, you know, like a, I am only a dinosaur. No, he believes in, he's just an actor. So he's like, yes, I portray a dinosaur at this time. It's just wonderful. So anyway, it was a very cool issue, by the way. I won't go into it because we don't have enough time. But anyway, yeah, so they exist, theme parks in the future. So I was very excited to see him bring that up. And I was like, I read that issue. I barely read any comics for Doctor Who. It's like, I read that issue.
Right.
Oh, man. Also, by the way, Doctor takes a bite of an apple, expects, you know, inspects it after the bite, not before. Right? This apple was poisonous. I inspected it afterwards, and then I died. So I realized it was poisonous.
Therefore?
Yeah. But yeah. Also, by the way, I don't know if you noticed, I don't think it was in episode 2, but in episode 3, the Doctor calls the King's brother a pudding head. And it was really funny because he mentioned that in the first episode. So it just kind of, it makes me chuckle a bit, where it's just like, you know, it's like he could, you know, that, I hope that's his catchphrase, basically. You're a pudding head.
I believe he does keep that up.
Good, good. That's a good thing. But anyway, how do you feel about episode 3? You know, I know I mentioned, you know, like you said you liked it, but overall, just, you know, you're a big fan of the Robin Hood, Brave Sir Robin?
Yeah. Brave Sir Robin good. Ran away. Right.
No, I didn't.
But, oh, God, yeah. Could you imagine if the episode had been like that?
That would have been wonderful. That would have been amazing, and I would have enjoyed it.
Yes.
I gotta be honest, I would have liked it. Sadly, we just got heroic Robin Hood doing cool things, damn it.
I know.
I hate this so much.
So bummed.
I'm so bummed that Robin Hood was, like, epic and crap, damn it. Why did he help save the day? Damn that. Oh, I just remembered one of his beautiful lines. Just a lovely, gorgeous Clara comes out dressed in, I mean, what you would consider royal garb for the time,
yeah.
Right? And she's like, are there more in there?
Like, yeah.
How many women do you have in there, man? He's just, you know, doctor, only the one.
Or really, you could think of it, what, the one that just came out's not good enough?
Well, no, the doctor would just say the one that... No, it's funny. You say that. The doctor would be like, oh, no, no more looking like that. Maybe a few better ones.
Yeah, yeah.
No, because the doctor
like, you sure about this one? She's
the
rather
doctor's...
round in the face.
Yeah, no, she's been he's been recently taking a shit all over Clara. It's just, you know, oh, can you, you know, is it too narrow in there? It's like, if you make a joke about my hips, oh, no, you're built like a man. Oh, my doctor! This was episode 2. It's like, doctor,
yeah.
What are you doing?
Yeah.
Why is he doing this now? Like, I'm wondering if he's older. He's just seeing things a bit differently. Where, you know, you're young. You're just like, hey, all these
yeah.
ladies. Like, you get
exactly.
a bit older. You're like, hmm. Oh, you're older. You're like, hmm.
Well, because that's what I feel like their relationship has kind of turned into. The doctor is... They're like... I guess you could think of it as... The doctor's like the uncle that you grew up with,
right. Well, I was gonna say
but he's not biologically related to you.
Right.
He's like that friend
right.
of the family.
Yes.
Where you like
that.
You know him well enough, and you know he'll make cracks about you, but you won't take it too personally. But
right.
then again, you can always dish it back out too.
Right.
But he's. You know, air of he is older than you, or, you know, he's... It's hard to explain.
No, not really. I mean, you just said it perfectly. That's all you had to say. You know, he's just, you know, it's just the idea of he's just, you know, he's an old man. Literally, just, you know, he's the, you know, like, I in a way, it's like I saw her grow up, so in no way do I feel any attraction towards her.
Right.
She's actually
yeah.
quite ugly. Right? Where maybe if, like, if you, you know, if it had been different, where it'd be like, oh, not a friend of the family, meets you at like 22, which is like, hello. But now she's like, no, I saw her grow up. She actually looks quite ugly. You know, you take the glasses away. You take those, you know, the anonymous stranger glasses away, and you're like, no, I know this person. You know?
Yeah.
And also, I'm a lot older than this person. Right? Which doesn't stop some people, but, you know, it stops some. So,
no.
yeah. So yeah, we are at the end of our show. Hooray! Actually, we have one.
Hooray!
One
get
caller.
Me the fuck out of here.
We have actually one caller. I would like to put him or her through. Hello, caller. What were you saying about my people? Nothing. We were just. Whoa.
Tristan, damn it,
Matt.
I told you.
You just wanna try to get us out of here? Discrimination? No, man. We're just Tristan.
No,
Tristan,
I think you
funny.
Mean extermination.
The same. I'm just a little who. So Tristan, you wanna play us out, or maybe we can just talk about Pokemon giveaway? Okay, so apparently the want free Pokemon? Yes, of course. Yes. Okay, so via those guys on the radio, you can go look at our Tumblr, our Twitter, and our Facebook. Exterminate! Okay, you can go our Tumblr, by the way, is which is also our website, thoseguysontheradio.tumblr.com, or our Facebook, Those Guys on the Radio, or our Twitter, Those Guys Radio, with the name Professor Oak. Isn't that funny? It's not funny? Okay, so what we're doing is we're giving away 6 shiny Pokemon for the month of October, and they're also very battle-ready, coming straight from Satish Rams, one of our hosts, his personal collection, because he is a competitive battler. I like Satish! Of course you do. Anyway, so yeah, basically we're giving away 6 shiny Halloween-themed Pokemon, battle-ready, and you can like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter.
Dalek.
All right, I guess he would. You could like us on Facebook. You can follow us on Twitter and on Tumblr. And by doing that, it is an entry. But also, the other thing that you have to do is you have to find the post that we have shared through, on our Facebook, our Twitter, and our Tumblr, just to make sure that we've, clarified that you are doing this not just because you love us, because you want to support us and help us out, also because you want a free shiny Pokemon. So yes. So, you can get 6 shiny Pokemon. You can help us out. And please, if you don't win a Pokemon this month, we will be giving away Pokemon next month and the month after that. So don't,
Ooh.
All hope is not lost. I know, all hope is not lost. So please don't kill us if you want the Pokemon. I will think. Okay, cool. So
Matt, I think he's getting closer.
Okay. So goodbye, everyone, and hopefully I'll see you again another time. And
quick, get
in
the blue box.
Those guys, thank you for listening to Those Guys.